The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
That's Devil Fire for you right here on Radio Memphis. You're tuning into Memphis Metal Mondays with me, Dirty D, waiting for a rock star. And you guys know I'm always waiting for a rock star. That band right there out of the UK, that song off of their album, Dark Maneuvers. And I tell you what, man, they are blowing up and they're doing some fantastic things across the pond. And what's even cooler is that the second that this stuff showed up in our box, we knew that we had to share it with the rest of the planet. And so that's what we're doing for you right now. What's even cooler is that not only are we sharing some of this music off of their album, I'm going to share with you the lead singer, because Mr. Alex Cooper has called in all the way from the UK and is talking to me here right here on Radio Memphis. How are you doing, sweetie?
How you doing? You okay?
I am fantastic. Thank you, honey, so much for getting up and staying up. I'm not sure what you did, you know, to call me here over all the way in Memphis, you know, in the United States. You're fantastic. I appreciate you so much.
That's okay.
I'm sorry?
That's okay. That's not a problem.
No, I appreciate that. Honey, we love the music. We love the stuff. And for those of you who have tuned in, I'm talking to, Dee is talking to Alex Cooper. I was going to say Alice Cooper. Alex Cooper. all the way from the UK with Devil Fire. You know, cool stuff. You guys are doing some fantastic things. And the funny thing for us is that this is the first time you and I have actually been able to even talk on the phone. So it's not like we've had any time to get to know each other or prep. And so I am, you know, I got sent your music. You know, we absolutely love it here at Radio Memphis. We're sharing it with the planet. And I was like, okay, we need to get to know you. We need to get to know who you are and what you guys got going on.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Now, what do you guys know? What are you guys into? What are you guys doing right now?
Well, at the moment, we're on a kind of ramp up to the release. So there's a lot of press and promo going out, which is why you got the stuff.
Absolutely.
We've just finished filming yet another music video. So we're going to be putting another one out after waiting for a rock star. We've got some cool shows coming up with the release. We've got like a kind of hometown big gig that we're doing at a big venue in Birmingham, and then we're off to do another festival gig, which is Hard Rock Hell Sleaze with LA Guns and a few other cool stateside bands.
So very nice.
It's all kicking off, really.
It is. And you know, and what's so funny is that, so what you're going to learn about me, you know, honey, is that, you know, I have to stalk. And so I try to find out as much as I can about you, you know, that's what I have to do. And you know, one of the things that when I was looking through, you know, kind of how the band, you know, was created, I did see the bios and stuff like that, and I did see where you were working with Uli John Ross drummer Lars Wicket, okay, and you guys were actually this was in a studio session that you guys were doing. It was probably maybe 3-4 years ago, and you told Lars, you're like, hey, I've got this idea, okay, where did this come from?
It was kind of like a lot of years of working behind the scenes in production and working with other guys, and me being a kind of studio guy really for a long time.
That okay.
I kind of was like, oh, I'm itching to do this, you know. I've got like, and I used to do a lot of writing with people.
Okay.
So we were writing songs and doing stuff in the studio, and I kind of wrote a load of stuff for myself. And for other stuff like movie soundtracks and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I just kind of got this backlog of stuff that I was like, you know what, it'd really be cool if I could kind of like focus this into a band. It'd be really cool to do. And I kind of showed him some stuff and I was like, you know, here's some demos, what do you think? And he was like, Alex, this is really great stuff. Like, we should do this. You know, we should like try and get together at some point. And schedules and that never meet up.
There it is.
So it ended up taking a while.
Okay. So this is, and the funny thing is that you were very specific about the music, and you know, and it was melodic rock. Okay, and you made it a point that you wanted it to be melodic rock. And is there a reason for that?
I guess I'm a big fan of lyrics, and I'm a big fan of storytelling.
Yes.
I love bands that do that, and I love bands that really, get the emotion across in the music. And I like, it's not that, you know, I've been in screamy bands before and that as different kind of, as a different kind of thing, but it just, for me, it's just the power of actually, you know, hearing what somebody is really, really saying and getting it down. So I kind of wanted it to speak across all genres as well. And I just felt that you know, really not screaming and really going the melodic route was a lot more powerful to me.
Sure.
Personally.
Sure. No, and it works for you. It definitely works for you. So you get these songs, you know, you get the blessing from Lars, you know, and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. So what's the first thing that you when you decide that, okay, I'm going to go forth with this, what's the first thing, you know, Alex, that you do to create this idea, to create this band? What's the first thing that you have to do?
I think we found a song. Me and him were very focused towards doing it. And we just said, well, what's the kind of really good song to start off with? And I think the song we started off with was She's Always on the Run. And we basically just demoed it down. We got the guys in. We did some different demos of it. And we tried some different ways of doing it. And then we kind of got everybody together and did a bit of a video. Because everything's social media nowadays, right?
We did
a video for it. And then we kind of just put it out and see what everybody thought. And it got, like, such a wicked reaction that... that's burned on to other things. That sort of got people involved and sort of started raising a few ears.
and figured it out. Now, who else is in the band with you?
Sorry, say again.
I'm sorry. Who all is in the band with you?
So we've got a guy called David Bennett who plays bass.
Okay.
He's been in a few things as well. Like he's been in a band called Pop Elite itself. They were quite big over here. Then you've got, to be honest, I just employ, employing the band, like, my friends, you know what I mean? Like, people I think are cool and look cool and are really cool to be around.
Yeah.
There's a guy called Baz Blackett, who's a lead guitarist. Just a really cool friend of mine that I was like, he's a great guitarist, he looks cool, like, I really want to work with him.
Sure.
And another guy called Richard Bloomer Davis, and those are two... I wouldn't say inexperienced because they've been around it a long time, but you know, they were just like a little more chilled out, and they were like, okay, yeah, we've got time to put into this. You know, there wasn't a million scheduled clashes with them,
right?
Like, oh, come in and be a bit more in the fold. You know what I mean? And that's how it all kind of got together, really.
Okay, and so everybody just kind of fell into step with you, and decided.
Yeah, that was it, really.
Okay, and so this is something that you actually kind of really, really dedicated this time, and you wind up, you know, you wind up going out. I think you guys actually wind up doing some stuff with Tarja. Is that right?
Yeah.
Big deal.
That was like mad, really. What it was I used to be in another band, and the booking agent for that band sort of like got wind of what we were doing and was like, oh right, okay, what do you do, like, is this any good, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. she sort of sent some stuff across, and she was like, well, I've got these shows, like, go out and do these shows. And we were like, okay. And I said okay before I really knew what was going on. And then I kind of had to live up to it.
Everybody said, why is it, what is this with everybody, man? You guys in the business, man. Everybody says okay, and they're like, all right, what did I just say okay to? You know, what is it? I mean,
well, you gotta say yes, right? It's a gig, you just go and do it.
No, I think that's fantastic. So you say yes, and then you get into it. And so when you guys get into it and you figure out that it's what it is, I mean, what's your attitude? I mean, what is your expressions about it?
Well, we were like, oh, okay, so the first show's in Budapest, right?
So
like, how did we get there? So we managed to get there somehow. It all goes right. And I'm stood in front of like 2,000 people in Budapest. Going crazy, and I'm just like, yeah, this could work.
I kind of like this. This is kind of cool, right?
Yeah, no. And I was like, well, this is a good start, you know. And we hadn't done anything in the UK at all, you know, live wise. We'd put some stuff out, but we hadn't really done anything.
I got you.
So it was madness, really, for a UK band to do that.
Wow. And that's insane. I mean, and so, and you know, it's funny because, you know, for me, you know, sitting here, you know, in Memphis, you know, in the States, you know, and I listen to all these crazy, you know, crazy stories, you know, of how things are, you know, where you're at and, yeah. and how things as far as in touring and stuff. How is it, you know, how is it for you guys? I mean, is it difficult? I mean, of course, you know, looking at you, and again, this is, I've got social media, you know, I've got all the stuff from the emails, I got stuff from, you know, your management group and things, and I'm looking at all these cool things, yeah. And, you know, and it's just, you know, it just looks like you guys just really kind of jumped in and everybody's gone so crazy so quick.
Yeah.
You know, how has it been for you? Is that how it went?
Well, we're all crazy guys, right?
Like, okay.
The band is not level.
No, but I tell you what, you guys, your fashion sense is fantastic. I just want to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there now. Love the look.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, they're not, I wouldn't say level guys. Everybody's got something about them, which I wanted in the band, you know what I mean? So the live shows were very explosive since day one.
Okay.
Because, I don't know about you, but when I go and see a band, like, I was into bands like Guns N' Roses and Hebro and, yep. You know, Alice in Chains and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So when I go and see a band, I want something to jump at me off the stage.
Absolutely.
And I want to be in that. You know, and I want to be in that band. So with my band, I wanted exactly the same thing. And so, yeah, I think I knew these guys for a long time. I knew they were all kind of a bit like cool and
of
and
course
a bit crazy. You know, you're gonna make them sick.
Yeah, you're creating the experience. You're wanting everybody to come to have an experience with you when you're performing. Yeah. You know, and you bring the full package. And, you know, and that's smart. You know, it's smart in thinking that. Yes, you have to be talented. Yes, you have to have great music, you know, and yes, you want something that's going to appease everybody, you know, and everybody wants to do the whole sing-along and, you know, and be a part of your moment, but you've got to bring the full package, you know, and that's a big thing, you know, and a lot of bands don't get that, you know, and they don't understand.
No, yeah.
You know, so you've got people that walk up to you and they look at you and they go, oh my God, what the hell is that? That's, you know, and then they see you perform. It's like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's so.
I mean, yeah, it's, the guys were always very, you know, into getting into the band. They were into very much getting into the way. And we did have sit down discussions about the way we wanted it to be and, you know, how we wanted to approach everything.
Sure.
But it did kind of like pull together a little bit on tour. It was kind of like the first couple of shows, I think it was Budapest and there was another one in Hungary, I think. It really did cement itself around the third show where everybody kind of got into the fold.
Okay.
They realized where they were and how they were going to be on stage. And we really did realize that it was going to be pretty fun, actually. You know, it wasn't going to be too regimented and too clinical. You know what I mean? It was going to have a little bit of that old British rock and roll thing in there, you know, like kind of like the Stones, you know, like, I mean, we're all into like the older stuff as well, the older British stuff. So it was kind of like, and I wanted that, you know, that you would never know what was going to happen at a Devil Choir show.
Absolutely.
Never knew what was going to quite go off.
Absolutely, and that's the way it should be. You know, there's a lot of thought process, you know, and for those of you that are tuned in, I'm talking to Alex Cooper from Devilfire, all the way from the UK, calling into Radio Memphis. You know, there's a lot of thought process behind what you're talking about, and, you know, and it's the full deal. Now, for your show, you know, is it just you guys? Is it just the band that's putting it together, or do you have a team behind you? You know, do you have people that's working production? Do you have people that are, you know, working roadies for you? Are you, you know, or is this ultimately this whole magic that you're talking about, is it you guys, you know, that's doing it everything right now?
Well, yeah, the core of the magic really comes from the guys, you know what I mean? It's the way they act, the way they are, the way they push. But we do there is like a show behind it, and when we can, you know, obviously for a band starting out, it's a bit hard to kind of go the full theater production because of budgets and all that sort of stuff. But when we can, we do take our own guys out with us who are very into the show and very help us work it, you know what I mean? So it's an evolutionary process, but we're definitely, you know, if you can do it with five guys and you can make it exciting with five guys, you know, imagine what you can do do down the line.
Imagine what you can do, because you'll understand your whole project. And look, there's a reason why I asked you that, because I told you before we got on the phone when you called in, I said I had a little message for you, okay?
Yeah.
And earlier tonight, of course, you know, you're obviously talking to, you know, to me on Radio Memphis, and we're in the middle of the Memphis Metal Monday, the Metal Monday show, and we play all the cool metal, rock, and all this other stuff. I also do this thing, and it's called the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and you know, we're talking to a lot of pros from behind the scenes that do a lot of, you know, cool things, and we do radio, well, we do road tips, and we do interviews, and we just have a lot of fun with it. Well, tonight has been very cool for me, because I've been talking to the UK all night, all right, and which is, I'm like, this is just, I'm having so much fun, I can't see straight. I was talking to a gentleman earlier, and by the name of Kevin Walsh. His name is actually, everybody knows him as Batty, and he is in Birmingham, okay? Batty owns, he is ETS, Entertainment Technical Services, okay, in Birmingham, and he's been doing this for many years. He's been behind, you know, he's been, you know, roadies and stuff behind Alice Cooper, Slayer, Chris Cornell. He's done stuff with Metallica, Iron Maiden, all of that. And when Batty knew, he knows your band, okay, and he was telling me how much he loves your band and how much he knows you guys have a fantastic sound. So when we were on the phone earlier tonight doing our road tip, he told, and he's listening right now, because he said, you tell them that if they need a guitar tech, he's like, let me know. He goes, I would love to meet them. He goes, I want to meet them. And so see, what's even cooler for me is you both are in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And the conversation came to Memphis so that you both can go back to Birmingham and talk about these things. But and it was one of those, you know, and this is, you know, he's a seasoned vet, you know, and he sees a lot of the potential and stuff. But he was like, yeah, you tell them, man. Let them know who I am. Let them know what I got going on. Give numbers or whatever we got to do. And so, and hopefully, I'm hoping at some point, maybe you'll at least reach out. Who knows? He's probably, you know, you're talking about when's your hometown show that you guys are going to be doing?
So 26th of August, at the end of the month.
The end of the month, okay. Well, there it is. You know, and he may just have to show up to that, you know, and introduce himself.
Tell him to come down. I'll guest list him, no worries.
Not a problem. In fact, I'll make sure you guys get connected, you know, as far as what you need to do. That would be fantastic. Now for you, back to you as far as the band. You guys have a big show. What are the biggest plans? What are the biggest plans for the band for this year? What's the goal for this year?
The biggest plan for this year is we've kind of got to do a bit of work on our home turf, right? So we've kind of got to get around the UK a bit more. So we're sort of extending the shows that we've got already to kind of do a little bit of a UK tour.
Mm-hmm.
And do a little bit more of that to kind of bring a bit more, because we've gone out and done it in the world a little bit, but we haven't really done much in the UK. So we really need to bring a kind of home turf profile up a bit.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing that pretty much till the end of the year.
Okay.
We're obviously getting the album out. Next year, I would love to do the States, but we'll have to see about that.
Oh, man, that would be so awesome if you guys could even just, at least, even if you hit the East Coast for a minute, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, just to get a taste of it, you know, that would be fantastic. Are you kidding? They would eat
you
up. They would eat you up. Love it.
Really. We're like absolutely chomping at the bit to get out there and do anything at the moment. So, you know what I mean? If anyone's listening, you want to book us, just book us.
I love it. And you never know who's listening. That's the beautiful thing, you know. Somebody may go, hell yeah, you know, that's cool. And I'm telling you, man, yeah, I want you to hook up with Batty a little bit later, because you know, you'll never know where that's going to lead you to, really, honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
On that. So now, as far as the album, you know, and everything else, if anybody is looking for you guys, and then anybody's looking to find out where they can get some of your stuff, where do they go?
I mean, you can just type in Devilfire into Google and everything comes up like straight away. So it's mm-hmm. pretty cool now. We're trying to get on the media and the social media and the SEO as much as we can.
Okay.
But if you know, like, go to the website, www.devilfire.co.uk, and everything is there, really. You know what I mean? If you go on YouTube, there's a couple of videos up.
Okay.
There will be some more. We're going to be doing another, obviously we've just done another video. So, that will come out October 6th, I think.
Okay.
Which is cool, yeah.
And everybody can find that stuff. Absolutely. It's all, well, I mean, it's all happening so quick for you, Alex. And I just think that that's fantastic. You know, I think that's awesome. And again, when you guys, like I said, you showed up in the mailbox, you know, and started kind of, you know, digging around and seeing what you had going on. It was like, okay, where have these guys been? You know, is this, yeah. you just appeared out of thin air, you know? With the whole package. And obviously there's a thing, because if I'm telling you that and you've heard it already more than once, then that's kind of cool. That's very cool, you know. And what's even cooler is when I've heard your band, you know, from other people that I've talked to, you know, that are over there going, you know, D, you got to listen to this, man. This is some good stuff. You know, a lot of people are going crazy for them over here. So you must be doing something right.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's been a little nuts. Like, it has all been very fast since about January, the beginning of this year. It's all very much come together very fast. But I guess that's, in a way, it's become our way, you know, the devil far away. Everything moves at a fast pace. The guys move at a fast pace. We're still getting our head around it, but in a good way.
Good. Well, you need to, because like I said, I've read some of the reviews. Chimera Magazine, you know, we're talking about you guys, you know, we're talking song, you know, the songwriting is skillful, melodies abound, real, honest music. That's a huge statement. That's huge.
Yeah.
So, and that's
it. That was great.
Well, I mean, that right there pretty much encapsulated everything you said at the very beginning of this interview, what you wanted.
Yeah.
So, sounds like you're on your mark, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I try to write very, very honestly, you know what I mean? I always felt that all of the best music I ever heard really felt honest. It felt like the person was able to sort of take my brain or take me and put it inside themselves. So I kind of wanted to do the same thing. Do you know what I mean? To be able to put somebody who's listening where I was at mentally, or that kind of thing. So that's what I've tried to do, especially with Dark Maneuvers as a whole album. It's very much a mm-hmm. therapy of sorts, you know, putting it down, and you know, it cost me a lot less than a therapist, so
that's it. You said it. Well, listen, sweetheart, I know that it's early, late. I don't know which side of the fence you're on right now. I don't know if you stayed up, or I don't know if you got up and you need to go back to bed. I want to thank you for taking some time out and calling us here in Memphis.
That's not a problem.
I appreciate that so much. And of course, you know, I mean, it's, you know, we're listened to in 150 plus countries, and it's just awesome, you know, to be able to talk with you. We love the music. We're definitely going to be spinning it. And I want you to know that if you've got something coming up, or if you got some special things that are happening, or if you guys want to check back in on something, I mean, you know how to get in touch with me now, and we've got our emails and all that good stuff. You let me know if there's something that I can do for you, okay? And
that's not a problem.
In the meantime, I got another message, you know, from Batty, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I will be at that gig." So I'm gonna make sure you guys get hooked up. And yeah, like I said, I definitely want you to meet with him. And you'll never, like I said, you never know where that will take you to.
That's it. That's amazing. But yeah, no worries. I'm gonna be looking for him. No worries.
Good deal. Well, listen, sweetheart, you go get some sleep. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play some more of your music, because you've sent me some cool tracks, and I want to share some more of your music with everybody. In fact, I've got "She's Like Fire" lined up. I've got "Ready for War" lined up. You know, I've got it all lined up. I'm like, I want everybody to get a little piece of what you got going on.
That's brilliant. No, thank you so much for the interview. It's been amazing.
Oh, you are so welcome. Listen, anything I can do for you, you let me know, okay?
Oh, hello. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk soon, Alex.
Okay. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, that was Alex Cooper right here on Radio Memphis, Memphis Metal Mondays, calling in all the way from the UK from the band Devil Fire. And I tell you what, if you go to devilfire.co.uk, that is their website, you'll find out everything you need to know as far as about their music, about the videos that's coming out, about their big shows that they've got. It's also got all the social media buttons. And of course, you know, that's where you need to be. Go straight to the source and go straight to them. And again, you never know, man. Like I said, you pick up the album, might pick up some cool things. And if you happen to be in the UK, like a lot of you are that's tuned in right now, you heard it. They got big shows coming up. They've got big things that are happening. So you need to get out there and you need to support them. But in the meantime, album Dark Maneuvers, we've got a couple of tracks right here for you on Radio Memphis and Memphis Metal Mondays. So let me spin a couple. We're going to go ahead and start it off with "She's Like Fire" right here only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.